Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
From nothing, I'm busting out, shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? In the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Smoking this weed got me Japanese. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. Smoking this weed got me Japanese.
Duro music. 6'3 that nigga that they admire. 6'3 that nigga your bitch desire. I don't do big rims no more, I'm tired. I ran through 100 Pirelli tires. Killing shit nigga, I'm Michael Myers. My fans really love me, I get them wired. Congrats to my new bitches, y'all are hired. To all of my old bitches, y'all are fired. And this is like Kanye West through the wire. I mix this shit up like it's jambalaya. I splash every day, I need new attire. My weed get dropped out by an Uber driver. I get high a lot, I'm a frequent flyer. Smoking this shit, I call yoga fire. Everything I spit is fucking fire. If you disagree, you a fucking liar. If you disagree, I don't give a damn. My only real issue is Uncle Sam. I'm lit up, I can't put the Buddha down. Smoking smoking tree off in Hollywood hookah lounge. Smoking tree should be legalized everywhere. It's the closest thing we got to heaven earth. Seven hoes in the room, I make seven stir. Tell the club have my table, I'm headed third. At 22, I was a millionaire. I really wish I was a billionaire. Bumpy say I'm sure I'm a trillionaire. They been sleeping on me, fucking grizzly bear. They been sleeping on me, time to wake them up. With no alarm, I just grab them and shake them up. I pull up and valet for 80 bucks. Tell the police stop chasing and hating us. I get capital, not a scavenger. I'm a rapper that's real good at algebra. I'm a rapper that's real good at calculus. Play with my money and I will come after you. They say I've been gone, that was temporary. I will be remembered as legendary. Just watch how I re-up in January. High as fuck, I've been blowing on Mary Mary. Smoking this week, I be Japanese. 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 Choking, this shit is fire. 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 Smoking this week, I be Japanese. 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 Choking and choking, this shit is fire. Choking, this shit is fire. Choking, this shit is fire. Talking, this shit is fire. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. If I cannot smoke, then I have to leave. Got all of this jewelry, I'm about to freeze. The police be thinking I'm trapping keys. Them joints just drop, I want two of these. On second thought, I need a few of these. Yeah, I am the flyest, I do believe. I'm sick on this mic, this a new disease. I'm trying to get money in every way. I like doing show cause it's steady pay. Just rapping, I do this shit every day. I got rich off a song by the Chevrolet. The modern day Pennington Hardaway. I think I might buy me a car today. I think I might pull up some Chardonnay. And plan me a vacation far away. I plan to one day win me a Grammy. Then move to the richest part of Miami. Cause I got the juice, do you understand me? I make these bitches come out they panties. I make these bitches give up the pussy. I've been on this shit, I am not a rookie. I'll cross the world, they be trying to book me. Been watching Empire, I need a cookie. It's us, get the world, fuck whoever opposed. Straight out of Texas, I've been on the road. 6'3", that nigga, I'm about to explode. I got on some shoes, they ain't seen what at all. Today was a good day, I'm about to get blowed. I got me some good weed that's already rolled. If you and you smoke with the anything goes. Backwards and papers and cigarette loads. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking, this shit is fire. 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 Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking, this shit is fire. Choking, this shit is fire. Choking, this shit is fire. Talking, this shit is fire.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast. Onyx on the line with you, and the host, Gordon Freeze. He will be on shortly. He's, of course, right in the streets. Out there in Orlando handling business and paperwork, but he'll be on the line shortly, as well as we'll have a special guest, Colonel Loud, on the line as well. So he'll be on in a few minutes. If you're not familiar with who Colonel Loud is, you're definitely going to get familiar tonight. And so stay tuned. He's got the hit, chart-topping hit single called California that actually made the Billboard charts and did very well. So congratulations to him, and we can't wait to have him on the line. Also, I believe he's got some situation going on with Empire. So that's dope, you know. So shout out to him, and we just can't wait to have him on. It's going to be nice. What else is going on? So, yeah, if this is your first time tuning in, this is Jermaine Dupree's Global 14 The Cut via global14.com. So do make sure that you also go check out our blog site, global14.com. How many times am I going to say that? Global14.com. I'm going to plug that so you guys can get familiar with it. JB just wrapped up the rap game. Again, congratulations to Miss Mulatto, who is now signed to Social Dev Recordings. And he is casting for season two. So if yourself or your sibling or anybody you know has a talented young artist, maybe by the ages of 6 to 16, I think 6 is about the youngest. I think we said 6 or 8. Then definitely have them to go to @rapgamelifetimetv.com and apply for season two, because they are casting for that and will be filming this summer. What else? Oh, JD also has a, also whatever. I guess this is all news for JD right now. He's got a show coming on called BET Moguls. It's him, Dame Dash. Can't remember who else is on there. But that starts, and will be coming on as well this summer. So he'll be premiering that new show this summer and then filming Rap Game Season 2 in the summer. So very busy, doing a lot. He's been out here in Vegas where I am all week doing a lot. So it's just crazy. Nonstop working. So shout out to Jermaine Dupri. And yeah, so tonight, like I said, we're going to have Colonel Lau come on the line. We're going to speak to him, learn how he made it to where he is. I mean, he's doing very well. We actually been trying to get him on the line for a long time. So this is dope to finally get him. What else do I want to say? Oh, yeah, South by Southwest is taking place right now in Austin, Texas. You know, we've talked about this for several months and several weeks. Well, the time is here. So I did see a couple of my homies out there doing their grind, performing and whatnot. Shout out to Frost, taking photos and stuff with DJ Drama. So it's real cool to see everybody out there touching down and trying to network and, you know, just get their material and, you know, whatever you got going on, just being out there. It's a good look for you right now. So shout out to you guys. What else? Gosh, I hate talking to myself. Where is he? Well, look, this is what I'm going to do. We are going to have Colonel Lau come on in a minute, so I'm going to go ahead and play the record that you may be familiar with called California, and then when he comes online, we're actually going to introduce a new single called No Ratchet. So, yeah, this is Colonel Lau with California featuring T.I., Young Dolph, and Rico Moreno.
Well, I be from California, love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing Christian from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash, play a spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Got me acting like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though, 101, get your head kicked. Respect you more than a tad bitch. Air hood, air set down. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento, out to San Diego, California.
Show me love in California. bitch in with 200 more. Welcome to California, stay to go.
And premiere his latest record called No Vastus. Now, this was sent out, I think it's like a week fresh. So you may not hear it on your radio yet, but that doesn't mean that you can't call your local radio station and request this record. So it's called No Vastus featuring Rico Barino again. Let's get right into it.
It's some of that old summertime fine shit. Nightlife shit.
Some of that old Rick Flash shit. We're blowing this one out. Rico Barino. Yeah. Colonel Lyle.
I need a girl who's a lady.
Yeah.
Someone that I can call my baby.
Yeah.
The honey bullets on Mercedes.
Oh.
While I'm sitting in the passenger seat, counting money. I really want a lady.
Yeah, I do.
That game's so amazing.
Yeah.
I feel good, they gon' bless me.
Yeah.
While I'm sitting
in
the passenger seat, counting money.
I just wanna treat you like you wanna be treated. Damn, you're so fine, do I need to repeat it? Come take a trip with me, hop up in my two-seater. Matter of fact, you can drive while I roll up the reefer. Do you mind if the colonel take a ride with you? Hit the L, get the munchies, wanna dine with you. We can go by the mall and hit Vickers up. I love how you be looking in that secret stuff. I need a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets. Ain't scared to pick up that drop, help a nigga eat. Help the nigga hustle, we made it through the struggle. Every income tax check, you let the colonel double. To make a nigga love you. Wanna be loved, kiss you when you wanna be kissed. I hug you when you wanna be hugged. Before you do like you wanna be spoiled. I treat you like the queen that you is. Ain't got no choice but to be loyal. Who hid the work when the cops came? Who threw me money when I fell off? I see a thot, I'm like hell no. Listen here, I got something I'ma tell y'all. I get a lot, I bet I never miss mail call. Become a lady, she gon' hold me down. Ain't think about that nigga Jody. Come on baby, I ain't gon' mess around. Yes, you know how to treat a man. I love to watch in the broad panties thumbing through my rubber band.
Got me saying no shit like my great uncle Wooden Dry Mighty. Oh, where you from? Who your mommy? Who your pappy? What your last name is? Do you wanna grab a sandwich?
I swear I'm really feeling you. Let's hit a coffee shop to vibe out of Malibu.
You're so amazing and I think it's so much we can do.
Before we get started, there's just one thing that I don't do. Now listen, boo.
I do come back and say already all the time, by the way. That is my word because I'm from Texas. And I actually, saying that, I want to shout out some people actually on the line that are from Texas. Shout out to DJ Couture out of United States All-Star DJ. And shout out to Bass. He's out of United States All-Star DJ. Thank you for calling in, homie. And shout out to also my sister-in-law is on the line, so family is actually on the line tonight. So thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, Shorty, for calling in. So Colonel Lab will be on the line in a second. I'm really feeling that joint. Like I said, he definitely knows how to sample these records just right. Everybody can't, you know, touch a sample. Straight up, you just can't do it. But I do have him on the line right now, so I want to go ahead and merge him in. I think this is him. Hopefully. What's good? Is this Colonel Lau?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Can you hear me? What's going on?
Yeah, nothing. I'm so excited to have you on the line. You know, like I had told you in the DM on IG, I was like, look, I've been trying to get you on for like a year. So this is dope to get you.
Yeah, I've been busy,
yeah.
And I apologize.
No, it hasn't even been you. It's just been a hustle and bustle all around, and I have to respect the grind. So I'm like, okay, but I got to get him live. I don't want to pre-record it with him. But I do thank you for taking out your time tonight to call in. So we just premiered No Ratchets. Thank you for delivering that beautiful record. So tell us a little bit about the record.
Me and Rico, we was working on this EP that we were finna drop, and it was basically like California. We was in the studio, and Legion of Music, they happened to make the beat right there, like probably like an hour before Rico got there, and I was sitting there, and I was just writing to it. And when Rico got there, he heard what I had to it, and then just went in there and laid the hook down, and it was a done deal. We had a song.
Well, look, it's another anthem. It's like you just keep coming with them back to back, and it's real dope because I appreciate the No Ratchet movement. You feel me? So when I heard it, I was like, thank you. Finally, we got to have a nice balance, you know, so I appreciate you doing that. Well, I definitely have some fans on the line, and I have a few of the DJs and some supporters, but some not quite familiar with your grind. You've been doing this for a long time, and I actually was playing your record. You had to pay like a pay that came out, been playing that, you've been doing these DJ conferences and everything. So I kind of want to take it back to when you first got into the music. When did you actually start recording and writing to begin with?
I probably started about, like, I don't know, it might have been like 12 years ago, 15 years ago. But I took a serious five by seven. About 7 years ago, that's when Pocket just came through one of my spots one day, and it was like, I heard your mixtape, what you doing? I was like, this. He's like, nah, you got to do more than that. And he just, you know, he took me out of bounds. You know, I was just on home turf. So he started taking me different places, using the connects he had. And then we just went on the grind together. And before I knew it, 7 years had passed, and we finally had hit. Like he said, we won at 80. Hopefully, we could be 2-80 now with the no rats.
That's what's up, man. It's amazing to see where you've gone, and it feels like you did everything the right way. I don't know the whole storyline with it, but just when you released the record, you actually worked it, serviced it to the DJs, built those relationships, and then here you are.
Yes. That was like the number one.
What changed for you?
That was the number one thing, like, was getting out there, connecting with these DJs, and building that relationship to where next time you see them, you know, coming to the able to call your name. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep calling their name and they don't remember you, but you got to tell them your name. You want them to know your name on site. So basically that was the job, you know what I'm saying? Keep on trying to bump heads with these different DJs, let them know the face, let them know the name, and support, you know what I'm saying, sponsorship, different things, you know. I supported different DJ events and different coalitions, and it's like it paid off at the end of the day. You know, I helped those, and they helped me.
No doubt, and I love to hear you say that.
Yeah, so it's been a hard grind, but it's still, you know, it's still a hard grind. You know, it's not over yet. So I ain't gonna act like I made it and this and that, because I'm still working. Me and the team, we still out here working. We still chasing right now. We on the highway straight to Texas right now for South by Southwest. We got like,
no doubt, no doubt.
Probably like 7-8 stages out there to hit. You know, everything for free. It's the grind. You know, we got paid shows, but we're still doing free stuff just to, you know, this part of the grind. We got to do this. We got to make sure we're everywhere so they know who the Colonel is, who Dirty North is. So, like I said, our mission is not complete. So we're going to meet with more DJs right now.
But I saw the flyers in a few of the places you were going to be, and like you mentioned, you're like, I haven't made it. I'm still out here doing my thing, still trying to grind. And I just like the humility that you're presenting forward, and how humble you are with your opportunity. I mean, you had a huge, this ain't just, oh, I had dropped a record. You did a huge, I mean, it was amazing. It was massive. I heard all kind of remixes, Jadakiss, and then I'm like, yo. This is dope. This is real dope. Let me do this too, and I know you're tired of talking about it, but I gotta ask you, what was it like to hear your record for the first time, maybe on the radio, Sirius XM, wherever you was? Do you remember where you was, and what was that like to hear that?
I can remember it like it was yesterday. Me and the homie, like the first time they played it was Z103. On the Big Ticket Show at 3:00. I got the phone call. Then we ended up getting a video, you know, Mike Epps and Big Ticket talking about it. So I was like, oh man, they just played it at 3:00 in the day. Like, we wasn't on no big show or nothing. I was like, this is great. And then the first time that I actually heard it, me and the homies, we used to hit the clubs a lot, me, Hanky, and Pocket, and Rico. So we always work when we hit Atlanta. And we actually was in the club, and Hanky ran into DJ Cash, also at V103. And then Cash, we talked, chopped it up. He was like, yo, don't worry, man. I'm about to break this thing right here. I love this. And then, like, he played it the next night. He had it on the mix show, and he was going in with it. And it's like, it never stopped. Like, it was playing everywhere. And to this day, when they play on the radio, I get excited. Like, you know, I still ain't got used to it. I love hearing it on the radio. I was driving down the street earlier. I looked to my left. I seen this white lady. She was flipping to the radio station. And then she stopped. And I heard California. I said, huh? And she kept flipping. I said, take the radio station. Then I flipped through XM radio. It wasn't on none of that. So I turned to FM, and it was playing on 97.5 in Raleigh. I was like, okay. I knew I heard my song. So, like,
right.
I still get excited. So ain't nothing changed. Same thing with Ratchets. I caught No Ratchets on the radio the other day. I was excited. I was like, oh, here we go again.
I know. Here y'all go about to take off again. I mean, that's what's up. I mean, when it's meant to be, it really is meant to be. And like I said, I love the way you maneuvered thus far since I've been introduced to you, which was about a little over a year ago. So it's just very exciting. Now, let me ask you this, because you're on your way to Texas now. I'm from Texas. I'm in Vegas right now, but I'm from Killeen, which is about an hour from Austin. You were going to go down there last year, right, to South by Southwest and promote California. Did you actually go down there?
Nah, I didn't make it. My budget wasn't right. That's another thing in the grind, you know what I'm saying? I'm independent, so every move I make on my own, out of my own pocket. So I wanted to do it, but I couldn't do it because I believe that at the time I was clearing the sample for California. So I had to put that money towards that. I was like, this is more important than to go down here. I was like, we need to be there, but we need to stay clear because they going crazy. The DJ's spending it on the radio, and they want their money. So I had to keep them out of that.
That's crazy because I was talking to this DJ, and he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go down there and you know, do a little promo for Kind of Live for this record. I'm like, that would be dope because – I mean, as much as he has a stage, he probably doesn't need to go out there right now. He could just stay, you know, he got a street team doing all this. That's what's up. Like, you had so many supporters on the record before it became this massive record worldwide, which I just thought was amazing, you know, that they were willing to do that for you,
lot,
just on the street.
A lot of help, man. I really appreciate all the DJs, too. I couldn't have did it without them.
No doubt. Well, then, so now this year, fast forward, you actually have these paid shows, which is like just an amazing story and just an inspiration to so many artists that are out there grinding. And as I mentioned, you seem to have been doing this for quite some time. What kind of advice can you give these artists that have been doing the same thing you have, trying to build with DJs, doing DJ conference calls, going to these events, free DJ conference, all of Core DJ Conference, all these conferences, what advice can you give them in reference to building and getting that support?
Well, basically, I think, like, the CD game, that's cool and all, but I think it's just totally lost in time. Like, I wasted a lot of money passing out CDs. A lot went on the ground, so I wouldn't even throw that around with these CDs. I would do, like, keep it digital, okay, everything digital, basically, now. So if I promote music, I would go with, like, you know, little cards or wristbands, necklaces, whatever, just to plug into your USB drive. I would go that route, and I would do a lot of, you know, digital website stuff, you know, the internet stuff. I ain't all on all that, but that's how you got to go, because everything travel viral so quick through Twitter. Matter of fact, like, and commercials and stuff, like, buying commercials on TV, that's cool and all, but you better take advantage of the free promotion on, like, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, whatever, Snapchat, like, use that, take advantage of it, it's free. So use that, and I will, you know, when you go to these clubs and you want the DJ to play your music, and you in your own area, your hometown, don't get comfortable and think you made it because you're spending your songs at the club or playing on a local radio station. But you end up being caught up like a lot of rappers do, and they just get stuck in that environment and used to that hood thing and won't and scared to step outside, go to different states. That's what I did. You know, I didn't really focus on North Carolina where I stay. I kept going back and forth to Atlanta. You know, Atlanta was based. I made sure I was down there every 2 weeks. And I was in the clubs touching faces with the DJs and, like, build a relationship with the DJs. Like, don't just go in there and get a DJ $100, be like, play my song, and go over there, throw a band on the stage on the girls, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that you could give them the money or whatever, but buy some drink, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up with them, change numbers, be like, what you doing in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, you trying to catch breakfast or lunch or something, you know, do stuff like
right.
that. And build that relationship, you know, they might be like, hey, man, come to the studio. I want you to check my studio out. You know, go to their studio, man. Go do that. Get it on. You want them to play a song, do what they want. You know what I'm saying? So that's like basically some of the advice I can give about, you know, off the top of the head.
No, that was,
right now.
No, that's perfect. I mean, that you pretty much gave them a roadmap right there to straight, you know, and some suggestions that they can use when they actually go down to these conferences. That, like I said, you have to make it work for you. I say we because I have another host who couldn't make it on tonight, but we try to share that. So to hear it from someone like yourself who has done that route and then now have this platform that you have is dope to hear. So can you share with us this empire arrangement or talk or what's up with this? Can we get an insight on that?
Empire Distribution. Empire Distribution. They're my partners. You know, like I said, when I was running low, I had a couple people coming at me trying to throw deals at me, but the paperwork just wasn't right. I wasn't comfortable with like being the next person, working under the next person, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to being my own boss. So I wasn't really impressed on signing under them. And then when Empire came at me, everything was fair. I was still my own boss. You know, I was still controlling everything. They just knew their percentage. And they're going to put up some money, you know what I'm saying? And give me some money. It was like, all right, I'm going to have to go with this one right here. And when they came aboard, it's like, they just had mad connections. They so tied in with everybody. Artists from everywhere, coast to coast, from top to bottom. So that's basically how the remixes came along. Empire just plugged their thing up. They shout out to Empire. Like they sit down. They did a lot of help. You know, they taught me a lot. They're still learning. So everything good. We got good relationship, good partnership. It's like a family.
That's what's up, man. It's feeling like I can hear in your voice like you're like, okay, we gearing up, we got a lot of work to do, but it feels good to have at least know that I'm on the right track. That progression is everything. So shout out to you and your team and Pockets. He's been great. I've been not harassing him, but I just I'll be checking in with him
that's why I had to make sure y'all linked up. Pockets gonna sell something. I'm gonna look at it. I'm going to look at a message and I'm going to forget all about it. So I kept seeing the message. I said, okay, let me link them up with Pocket. Pocket don't
right.
do anything. See, set everything up because I ain't got time to do all that. And
right.
there we go. So we right here. He got it done like always. That's why he's the position he is.
Exactly. And you the artist, so you don't even have to deal with that. So that's what's up. I love it. Let me ask you this, too, and I'm definitely not on a negative tip, but just want to get that insight again from you. Now, being from Carolina, and then, like you said, moving in and out of your city, are you getting any, how has things changed for you? I want to say that. Are you getting the homies that really weren't as supportive coming through? Like, yo, put me on.
Yeah, that's all the thing.
Yeah.
So you got homies that come out of nowhere like, boy, I knew you was going to do it all. Blah, blah, blah. No, they wasn't nowhere to be around. Like, the ones you see with me be the same ones. So they've been the ones that was in the mud with me, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to ride when it was clean, but they ain't want to ride when the car was muddy.
Right.
It's the same faces with me.
Well, I definitely was interested in knowing that, wondering if sometimes people and where you're from and even the states you're from feel like you owe them something in particular. And, of course, you're going to rep where you're from. But I just remember, like, even J. Cole, a lot of people were, well, he don't sign nobody from North Carolina. Well, I mean, you know, like, can he do what he needs to do first? So It just seems like they won't give you the opportunity to get in the door like you want to.
See, that's their problem. Cause they worry about the next man signing somebody. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do the signing? You be your own boss. You do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I ain't even looking for the next man. Man, I had to do what I had to do. You know? We skipped through the Carolina, but when we came back through, we had it on Smash. They came, they stepped right on the board, and they supported. So at the end of the day, I'm happy the plan worked out like it needs to work out.
Absolutely.
I might not have
but
I got them now, so that's all that counts.
right. So then let me so you got this EP coming out. Is there a projected release date or not right now? Just building and up the momentum for the No Rashes record?
Hopefully it should be dropping. I'm thinking sometime in April, no later than June, in between that time. I'm pretty sure that hopefully we get it out by the April.
Okay, cool. So you're real... you appear to be real kind of just laid back, which is cool. I vibe with that. I'm real cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely know how to entertain and do what you need to do as a performer. Is there anything else that you're interested in doing? I know you're getting your music up and gearing up, but any acting, anything else that you want to do while you have this platform and as you continue to grow the platform?
I don't really want to act, but I wouldn't mind doing it. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't do it, you know. If I got the opportunity, I'm not going to pass it up. Of course, I'm going to take it. But I like to be behind the scenes. I probably like to do more of the writing, directing, or something like that. But doing the movie.
That's what's
up.
Yeah. That's what's up. So, No Reality TV, if somebody wanted to kind of document what Colonel Loud is doing. What about reality TV shows?
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
I can't see you being cool with somebody throwing drinks or whatever they be on. I can't see you rocking with that too much.
It'd be too straight. Like it might be some of the rip. I'm sorry.
Not
to get real fast.
Oh, no problem.
What was the TV show? Okay, yeah. Like, that stuff y'all take. Like, you know, they might feel a lot of real stuff, but they take that and teach stuff what they want. I'm pretty sure even the people, once they see the episode after it's done, they're like, what? lose your respect as an artist. Like,
yes.
It's like it kind of takes you down as an artist or whatever. It's just not. The
same. Yes.
But it's
not.
Okay, you was a rapper, then you went on this show, and then your album sales just started going crazy.
Exactly. Nah, because I definitely, I don't even look at, and I don't watch the show like that, but I don't even look at Joe Budden the same. I'm like, what is he doing? What is he dealing with? Like, so I don't even look at him the same, and I used to love me some Joe Budden, just because he was he's been so successful. But to see him rocking the way he was, I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch
that's
him.
Another thing.
Change my,
People might like me, but once they see me, they're like, I don't like him no more. It's certain things he do. You got lost all your hands.
Yeah, I know. It's just chasing behind whatever they're doing with women or whatever the situation is. So let me ask you this, too, and then I won't hold you hostage. I told Pocket wouldn't have you on the phone all night. But have you had any... what's the craziest moment?
They got the negotiators
you've had? Yeah, in the touring or performing aspect so far.
Well, I ain't really had nothing crazy. You know, everything's just been fun. I did have, like, one time in, like, Cali, I had, it was, like, a weird, crazy moment where we was in, like, the studio, and I'm listening to beats. You know, like, it's probably, like, 7 or 8 of us in there, and, like, 4 of us leave. And when they leave out, like, this white girl just comes in the studio and sits down, takes her coat off. So I'm not from there, so I'm like, okay, this is somebody's girl or something. That's what I'm thinking. So I start looking at everybody, like the other 3 heads in there. And I'm looking at their eyes and they looking around. So I'm peeping. I'm like, okay, somebody knows who this is right here. So she's like, what's up? What was you looking for? She's like, oh, I'm just chilling. What's up? What you guys doing? What you smoking on this and that? We was like, huh? Then she's like, can I buy my water? We was like, oh, no. We was like, yo, you got to go, man. Like, that was
the craziest
thing ever. Because she came in so cool and sat there. The way she sat down, like she was sitting there already and she had left and went to the bathroom and came back. That's how she sat down. I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, this is my girl, and she done came back to
right.
me. Everybody was looking with the big old eyes, the googly eyes looking around like, who is this? I was like, oh, no, this is crazy. I'm like, that's one of the crazy things.
After that,
I'd be laid back. I'm a family man, so I just go to work. At work, I go home. I go to the room or whatever.
That's
I lay down. I'm tired.
That's what's up. Nah, that is crazy. Y'all got stalkers now. I mean, that's real extra. I pictured that whole scene. So that was, yeah, that's kind of scary. So, yeah. But, yeah, I have a feeling that there might be a few more moments that you're not prepared for, but you got a solid team around you, so you should be straight. So I guess with that being said, like I can't thank you enough for taking some time out tonight to speak with me. I don't like to ask too many questions that people have constantly asked you. Of course, I've seen other interviews that you've done. Is there anything else that you can share with us that people may be surprised to know or that they need to know? Any nonprofit work that you're passionate about or maybe want to look into at a later date? As far as minorities or anything else that you want to share with us to bring to light?
Man, basically right now, you know, I'm just doing me, concentrating on this work, this music, putting out this project. I can help when I can help, I help. You know, I do love back to school, love foundation, stuff like that, whatever. The other than that,
mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, everything tied up music right now. I got to drop this Blood Talk 2 mixtape. I'm going to drop as well as this EP. So that's all I'm doing right now.
No, God, just steadily working. Well, again, I thank you so much. Also, are you open to working with any other independent artists or any other producers if their budget is right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm willing to work with those that's willing to work. You know what I'm saying? It's just really important. Somebody that I know, you work hard with your music. I see you out there grinding and you're taking the steps that it takes to try to get out there. Okay, we can work together because you're doing the same thing as me. Like, I don't need nobody piggybacking off me. I need you to work just
mm-hmm.
as hard as me. So, you work just
mm-hmm.
as hard as me, we can get it in. It ain't really got to be no price involved. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, the ones that just work. That ain't really working or whatever. Just trying to do stuff, you know, they get hit in the head. They gonna get that number.
Right.
I'm finna give you my stuff just to listen to in the barbershop and ride around with your homeboys. Nah, I need somebody
to try to
hit my boys. Okay.
Right.
That's
right.
How I
am. This must be your single that you about to have distribute, you know,
yeah,
got to push for a year.
Producers now, that's different producers. I'm whoever hot I'm trying to work with, so I'm trying to blow you up. trying to bring you out, be the next Mustard or whoever, you know.
No doubt. So what's a good contact information for them to be considered and go through the screening process, if you will? What's a good contact email for you?
Basically, you can reach me on Instagram, STOLONELLOUD, or you can hit the homie pocket on Bouncer, at Bookings or any features, anything, you know, just hit him up at 919-344-8679. 919-344-8679. That's how you get up.
And that's what's up, man. You are so real with it and cool. I really appreciate you coming on the line. I respect you more than I already knew you was going to be this way, though, because based on the music that I had and been playing, so I was like, we need to get this dude before he blow. And then now, look, you know, already, I'm glad I could get in touch with you, because I was getting afraid. I thought I was going to be looking like a bandwagoner, so I definitely appreciate y'all for coming through.
I appreciate you.
So I'm
gonna stay on, giving up on me.
right, no doubt. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and play this No Ratchets record again. It definitely got a lot of love when I played it. Got a couple text messages and some insight from some people listening, first time hearing it. So can I get a drop, and then I will play this record, and thank you so much.
All right. All right, everybody, you know what to do. This is your boy, Kinda Loud. I'm about to present the next record, No Ratchets, featuring my homie, Rico Moreno. Cheers.
It's some of that old summertime fine shit. Nightlife shit, some of that old Rick Flash shit. We blowing this one out. Rico Moreno, yeah, Colonel Lau.
I need a girl who's a lady.
Yeah.
Someone that I can call my baby.
Yeah.
Someone that puts the Mercedes.
Woo!
While I'm sitting in the passenger seat, counting money.
Like you wanna be treated. Damn, you so fine, do I need a repeat? Come take a trip with me, hop up in my two-seater. Matter of fact, you could drive while I roll up the reefer. Do you mind if the colonel take a ride with you? Hit the L, get the munchies, wind and dine with you. We can go by the mall and hit Biggie's up. I love how you be looking in that secret stuff. I need a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets. Ain't scared to pick up that drop, help a nigga eat. Help the nigga hustle, we made it through the struggle. Every income tax check, you let the colonel double. To make a nigga love you. You like you wanna be loved. Kiss you when you wanna be kissed. I hug you when you wanna be hugged. Before you do like you wanna be spoiled. I treat you like the queen that you is. Ain't got no choice but to be loyal. Who hid the work when the cops came? Who threw me money when I fell off? I see a thot, I'm like hell no. Listen here, I got something I'ma tell y'all. I get locked, I bet I never miss mail call. Become a lady, she gon' hold me down. Ain't think about that nigga Jody. Come on baby, I ain't gon' mess around. Yes, she know how to treat a man. I love to watch her in the broad panties, thumbing through my rubber band.
Great Uncle Wood, got a mighty. Oh, where you from? Who your mommy? Who your pappy? What's your last name, Mel? Do you wanna grab a sandwich?
I swear I'm really feeling you.
Left in a coffee shop to vibe out in Malibu.
You're so amazing and I think it's so much we can do.
Before we get started, there's just one thing that I don't do. Now listen, boo.
Yes, sir. So that was the Colonel Allow with Rico Marino and their new single, No Lashes. Y'all got to understand, they finesse that joint, y'all. You can't just throw a sample on and just do your thing. You got to really go in if you're going to use a sample and make sure you do it justice. So I can really appreciate when one of my favorite samples, and I love old school music, so to hear it done right is just like, okay, the icing on the cake. But definitely shout out to Colonel Loud for coming on the line with us. He's actually en route to Texas right now, so we will make sure to post his schedule on global14.com as well as Global 14 The Cut Facebook page and Twitter, so you guys can have an opportunity to go out there and see him. Definitely touching the stage with some other names, so it should be quite the show, and I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself. And as you can hear, very humble, very just about his business, and y'all already know how I am. I'm real laid back, cool. Don't like to do a lot of talking, even though I have this radio show. So it's just real cool to meet or to speak with someone of that same stance, you know, handles business and then gets back to the grind. So shout out to Colonel Lab and his team. What else is going on? So, yeah, I'm going to post all of his stuff so you guys can follow him and make sure you're keeping up to date with what he has to offer, as well as I will post the number and the contact. No, I ain't going to do all that for y'all. Y'all going to have to listen and call to the episode when it's over. Write it down, listen in. But nah, hit me up if you need the information. I'll make sure you get the correct contact information that he provided through the broadcast tonight. If you're interested in working with him, please be about your business as well, because, you know, time is money. It just really is. Also, you artists, shout out to everybody again that's at South by Southwest and is actually performing or doing something out there. Please, please, please don't hit 6th Street with the 5,000 CDs. They're going to be on the ground. I'm telling you all, I cut my foot walking up and down 6th Street on all y'all CDs. So please, at least, like I said, have a handshake with somebody. If you're going to pass them some type of promo material, y'all know I like business cards, but just, you know, grind smart when you're out there. It's an international festival. It's like over 500,000 people there. So in and out flow. So just be mindful of that so you don't waste your money. I think you heard Pockets earlier. Not Pockets, oh my goodness. You heard Colonel Lau earlier touch on the CDs and how it didn't, you know, wasn't as effective for him. Of course, everybody's rise and way in the industry would be different, and there's no set floor plan. But as you can see, it worked. And he is where he is today. So you can definitely borrow and take those gems as you need to. So, the other host, he's not on the line. He's not going to make it on tonight. So I'm not going to be talking all night. But I will say this. He did put me on to The People vs. OJ. And I never get to watch TV. But I finally, sitting down at the airport, got a chance to look at a couple of episodes. And I liked The People vs. OJ. It's really, really good. So if you guys haven't had a chance to check it out. It's not what I thought it was. I thought it was like a documentary. I really didn't know what it was. Then I started watching, and I was like, okay, this is really good. So if you have an opportunity to watch TV, or if you like, you know, have time to watch TV, and be like, instead of the reality shows, watch People vs. OJ. It's real dope. So I can get with that. And I don't know how many episodes they got left or what it is. But anyway, it's real good, and it comes on FX.
And that's it for that. And then, of course, you know, Jermaine Dupri's got BET Moguls. That'll be coming out. Dane Dash is on there. He's on there. He'll be giving some game. That premieres this summer. And then, of course, he's casting for the Rap Game Season 2. So all of the youngins between ages 8 to 16, make sure if you guys need the information, you can hit me directly, or you can go to global14.com, or you can just Google Rap Game. You should be able to find all of the casting information. So, yeah, I think that's it. I really don't want to talk all night just to be talking. Did anything happen that I need to mention? Anything crazy and music happen? Oh, and I'm going to be real with y'all. I haven't been watching. I see y'all on Facebook with the long debates back and forth about, it's really nothing to debate with the election thing. I've seen y'all going in on that. Some of y'all chiming in, half sounding crazy, trying to talk political. You don't sound like you know what you're talking about, but hey, that's just what it's looking like. I didn't watch any of those debates or any of those speeches. I don't have the time. I just haven't had the time. And I know who I'm not voting for. So that's really all that matters. I know who ain't getting my vote. But, yeah, I haven't been watching those debates. So I can't mention that to y'all. I don't know what's up with that. And what else was I going to say? What is going on? There was something that I came across in news and entertainment, but I can't remember what it was. It was something I wanted to mention tonight, but I'll just mention it next week if I get an opportunity to. So, yeah, I'm done talking. I'm excited. I get to get off a little early. And I definitely appreciate everybody tuning in and everybody that showed love. Again, shout out to United States All-Star DJs for calling in heavy. Shout out to the city. My city calling in. Y'all were on the line as well representing. And yeah, that's it. That's it for tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday. We're going to do the Unsigned review. We're actually going to have Gennaro and DJ Infamous from the Southern Entertainment Awards. They will be on the line with me to critique your music. So if you want to get your music played, want to get some feedback, definitely send that in to me and we will play your record. And Colonel Loud will be performing at the Southern Entertainment Awards as well. So other than that, that's it. I'm out. I'm excited. I get to get off and get to some other form of work. But we're going to ride out to one of our previous guests, J.R. Castro. He's real dope. This is one of his records featuring Kitty Amigos. He had the Get Home drink. So we'll ride out to that.
Up in the house, have none, know when I get home.
No, no.
Hit it with not basic at all. Nah. I walk in the mall, buy a bed for her dog. Bam. She shit on you hoes, walk in bathroom stall. Bam. She get super nasty on alcohol. Bam. Pull up in the coupe with the roof missing. Got a bad bitch rhyme with the nipple piercing. Yes, yes. Blood on the floor dripping, my Christian. That's Louboutin if you don't get it. Got five mama sisters that my eyes low. And I got them all on Cinco de Mayo. I spotted the front row at my show. Make her the truck queen, I brought her to the bando.